After the September 11th attacks of last year, lawmakers from both parties stood side by side, vowing to do whatever it took to protect the nation from terrorism. But when members of Congress went home to campaign last week, they left several important Homeland Security bills unfinished. It's unclear when or even if those measures will be completed. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
CIA Director George Tenet had some very sobering advice last week for Congress.
We have to get about the business of protecting the country with the private sector, the chiefs of police, the state and locals, now. Because the threat environment we find ourselves in today is as bad as it was last summer, the summer before 9/11.
But you wouldn't necessarily know that listening to Senate debate on legislation to create a new Department of Homeland Security, something the administration says the nation's anti-terrorism effort needs. Ivo Dalder is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says Republicans and Democrats fought almost exclusively over how much flexibility the president should have to manage workers in the new agency.
That was the debate for 3 months on Capitol Hill. It wasn't about how to make this nation more secure. It was about who could score the most political points. And as a result, we are stuck in a stalemate that is not going to be resolved until after the election, if then.
That uncertainty has left thousands of government employees and dozens of federal agencies in limbo, not knowing when or if they'll be absorbed into the new agency. Robert Johnson is spokesman for the fledgling Transportation Security Administration, which is slated to become part of Homeland Security. He says the TSA is going ahead with its main job, securing the nation's airports, but officials are in a bind because of other issues Congress has left unresolved. For example, lawmakers have yet to raise the cap on the number of permanent employees that TSA can hire, even though Johnson says the agency's bumping up against the current limit of 45,000.
As a result of that, in order to meet the congressional mandate for providing passenger and baggage screeners at all airports in America by the end of the year, we have begun to hire full-time temporary employees who are getting basically a five-year offer to do the same job.
Some in Congress aren't happy with the temporary hires, but Johnson says the agency has no choice. Congress also has yet to approve a temporary waiver for airports unable to install huge new machines for detecting explosives by December 31st, even though most lawmakers agree that deadline is unrealistic in some cases. Also popular, but unfinished, is a measure to allow pilots to carry weapons. A bill to help secure the nation's seaports has also been held up by a dispute over funding. Perhaps most troubling for those involved in Homeland Security is Congress's failure to complete work on spending bills that would help fund the war on terrorism. Almost $6 billion to fight bioterrorism and $3.5 billion promised for local police, fire, and emergency responders has been held up by a larger budget dispute.
My disappointment is huge.
Glenda Hood is mayor of Orlando, Florida, a city that's spent millions so far to improve security after 9/11.
And certainly I can't sustain that type of additional funding over a long period of time. You know, when you look at cities and towns collectively having spent over $3 billion on unbudgeted Homeland Security duties and equipment, we realize that we may have been able to do that quickly and for the short term, but we can't do that over the long term.
The administration is blaming Congress, especially the Democratic-run Senate, for all the delays and inaction. But Democrats say it's Republicans who are stalling just to give President Bush and the GOP candidates an issue to raise in campaigns. Ivo Dalder of Brookings says the nation has lost a lot of valuable time. He notes that Congress has yet to address the most serious problem, how to effectively pull together the kinds of intelligence that might have prevented the September 11th attacks.
It is still being analyzed in separate institutions. And what we need one agency, one place, one focal point.
Lawmakers insist they'll get back to a lot of these issues when they return on November 12th, but it's not clear the elections will resolve any of the differences. Dalder says he thinks, unfortunately, it might take another attack before real progress is made. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.